This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So before our episode began, and this is our last episode for 2020 for listeners, we were talking briefly, very briefly, with our guest, Benjamin Radford. And I was saying that maybe he briefly showed his face because he wanted to show that his video works and that a human being is there. I suggested maybe he's being possessed by a ghoul. Now, nobody out there knows what I'm talking about unless you watch the TV show Stargate SG-1 or its spin-off series. It's based on a movie called Stargate that was directed and produced by the same people who brought you Independence Day. And Stargate is, as you would imagine, it's this circular device that you enter a wormhole and go to the other side of the galaxy with it. And I'm thinking here, when we talk about Stargate, wouldn't that be a lovely way to be able to travel across the galaxy? You know, don't worry about Warp 8. Just go into the Stargate, and in a moment you're at the other end. Ever think of a Stargate as a great way to travel, Ben?
Yeah, you know, just it would just save so much time and effort. Unless, of course, there's really unpleasant side effects. Long-term diarrhea, for example, migraines. As long as there's no serious side effects, I'm all for it.
Well, it didn't appear that there were. And, of course, the one thing they didn't address in the episodes that I was watching, actually rewatching, because I had seen many years ago, one of the things they didn't really address that much is what happens if there's a fly mixed, but no, it doesn't work that way because 4 people, 5 people, 10 people can go into the gate at once and be reassembled on the other side of the receiving stargates. You have to have one that's a transmitter and one that's a receiver or vice versa. You can't just go into space into nothing. You have to go to a physical location.
Right. That makes sense. Sort of the Star Trek transporter. They come and go from one particular place, but that was always the question, right? What if there's a moth or a fly that happened to zoom in there?
Remember, they could beam up or beam down a bunch of people. You know, you have Kirk and Spock and McCoy and maybe Chekhov. You don't have Kirk, Spock, McCoy, Chekhov, and the little fly guy.
That's true. Duly noted.
Huh. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we get letters. And some of those letters are kind of wacky. Like, I'll give you an example. Now, if you listen to this show from one of our affiliate stations with GCN, or you listen to the streaming presentation, you hear a news block on the hour. You hear the latest news. Now, of course, there are different versions of the latest news. There's Earth 1 and Earth 2. Now, we assume Earth 1 is the real world, and there's Earth 2. And I won't say which version GCN presents, but somebody writes and says they're not going to listen to the Paracast anymore because they don't like the news from whatever Earth it's on. They don't agree with it politically. All right. What can you do? I look back. You're going to say something, Ben.
I also have a podcast, I have a podcast, and yeah, we get odd comments from listeners. We actually have a segment called Ben's Hate Mail, where a comic friend of mine, stand-up comic friend of mine in Los Angeles, reads some of my hate mail as a different character. So, for example, Christopher Walken, William Shatner, people like that. So,
well, we know, for example, that William Shatner brings a lot of hate mail.
Right.
Christopher Walken, I have no opinion one way or the other, but Shatner gets lots of hate mail. But not that I hate Shatner. I think whatever we think about his eccentricities, his influence is tremendous. Look at Chris Pine, who played Captain Kirk in three Star Trek movies.
Right.
But he was acting like Shatner when he played the love interest of Wonder Woman in the first Wonder Woman. I mean, literally, the guy was acting like Shatner. If Shatner was 40 years younger and played that role, that's the way he'd act. But let's get back to the letter, okay? So it says, because of the news, and this news is not acceptable to him, he will not listen to the show. And he blames us for it. It's our fault. Why did we pick news of this nature? So I wrote back, the fact is that, look, we don't select the news or the ads the network runs. But if you download the show direct from our site, through iTunes, whatever, we don't have the news. It's just the show and the ads. And if you join the Paracast Plus, you don't have the ads. His response, I don't believe you.
This is beyond the Ken, sir.
So his name is not Ken, but anyway, to be serious about it, I sent him a link to the current episode. I said, look, here's the latest episode. You listen and tell me if there's a news block on it. He never responded. Of course, sometimes when you tell somebody they're wrong, then prove they are wrong, their mind blanks out. And we assume his mind has blanked out, and that in 5 or 10 years he'll wake up and let us know.
I just love that response. I don't believe you. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I got that totally wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What we could have done, maybe, just send him a, you know, complimentary 30-day subscription to the Paracast Plus. Cognitive dissonance is easier treated nicely than with more antagonism, you know?
Very true.
Well, I sent him a link to the regular episode. If you think I should send him a link to the Paracast Plus version, I will. But I have a feeling that with the cognitive dissonance, it will make no difference.
Well, why don't you just send him a handwritten apology and say, you were right, sir, and just be done with it.
I am a secret Trump supporter. I believe the election, you know, I don't want to get into that. I really don't want to get into that, because if I do, we get into more arguments. And as I said, there is an Earth and Earth 2. And there are people who live in Earth 2 who sometimes cross over and listen to the Paracast, where we try to live in a real world. And unfortunately, it gets to be a little bit wacky. In fact, this may have been, if you ever do a second edition or a second volume of your new book, then Big If True, Adventures in Oddity, you could do a new version of this where something that would be super odd would be covered.
Yeah, I could certainly do that. Well, yeah, my new book, as you mentioned, Big If True, it's a collection of 70 of my articles and columns for Skeptical Inquirer magazine, which I've been writing for 18 some years now, and it's basically it's a write-in column. So unlike most of the columns and that are in the magazine traditionally, I decided to open up the door, so to speak, to lay people asking me questions and, you know, what do you think about X, Y, or Z? Can you do investigations? And so I figured, well, let me collect them. And over the years, I've covered all sorts of topics, from the Bell Witch story to curse removal, crop circles, ghosts, chupacabras, that sort of thing.
I notice also that on Amazon, it's talking about an audience of between ages 16 and 18, is it?
I didn't put in the age restrictions on the book on Amazon, but I'll take your word for it. Unlike the person you're corresponding with, I believe you.
Hey, you know, listen, you and maybe Randall on occasion, not too many other people. That's how it goes. Benjamin Radford is joining us this week. Oh, and one more thing before we break. It looks like Benjamin Radford has been roped in. He will also be back for After the Paracast, which is what you get with your subscription to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to theparacast.plus, and don't forget that if you subscribe for 5 years or a lifetime, we give you a free download for The Phenomenon, the UFO documentary from James Fox. the Paracast.plus. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ben Radford joins us. He's got a new book out that may or may not be restricted to ages 16 to 18, but maybe that's really odd too. It's called Big If True, Adventures in Oddity. And as you were telling us, it's a collection of your Skeptical Inquirer magazine columns. So what did you choose as the topics for this book?
Well, that's actually a good question. You know, I had the magazine comes every 2 months, and I've been doing it, as I mentioned, for I think 15, 18 years now or something. So I had quite a collection, and I was trying to go through and try to think of, okay, what, I mean, some of the columns I wrote, again, you know, 10, 12 years ago. So some of them were sort of dated, so I left those out. Other ones were, for example, about products that were no longer available on the market. You know, I was asked about some super dubious, sketchy medical thing that wasn't around anymore. So I didn't bother with that. So basically, I narrowed it down to about six or seven different topics. So there was legends, monsters, ghosts, mysterious powers and places, health and medicine, conspiracies, and UFOs. And then I have a final section on sort of just skeptical approaches, so sort of critical thinking approaches to these topics. So it was a fun one. In most of the cases, I used the column as it was originally written, and I would update things if it was out of date or if I needed to put a correction. There was one, for example, where someone was asking, whatever happened to Uri Geller? And at the time, frankly, not much. I mean, he had his famous battle with my late friend James Randi, but since then he sort of more or less went into obscurity. He was living in London, I think, in part-time in Israel. But more recently, he tried to psychically prevent Brexit. And we all know how that went.
Well, you see, maybe he psychically caused it. It was a reverse action because, as far as I can see, I know there are people in the UK who will say otherwise. I can't see it, but of course it's going to happen.
Right.
See, in that case, I would have said, you know, Uri, I know nothing about you or about whether or not your alleged psychic abilities are real. But that's a good thing to do if you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, this may have been one of the few times when Uri Geller and I are on the same page. In fact, I think it's the only time in history. But anyway, his psychic efforts, of course, failed. And then soon thereafter, he applied for a job in the new government. And the ad was for, I think it was oddballs and quirky people or something. And so he looked in the mirror and said, I fit that. I will take the job. So that's one example of a column that I had written 8 years ago, and I've since updated to reflect Uri Geller as of 2020.
Tell you what, about Uri Geller, let me tell you a story, which you don't believe, and there's no way for me to even prove it to you. I will just tell you what was told to me. And the person who conveyed this information was someone I regarded as very serious and very honest. And, of course, we all know that Randi was able to duplicate the spoon bending scenes and like that. So we have a situation here probably in the mid-1970s where this young woman named Sally, former actress, and I were dating. And she knew I was interested in sci-fi and paranormal. So she says, let me tell you a story. And in so many words, she says she was watching Geller on TV, and the spoon she had in her hand bent while he was bending spoons on TV. And she never could explain that. It never happened again. I wasn't going to think, well, maybe it was a very thin spoon, because her family was rather well off, so I assume they bought thick spoons, thick silverware. But seriously speaking, I don't know. She says this is what happened to her that one time. Where do you go from there?
That's actually an interesting question. I know that all performances that Geller would do on TV, and usually they were either spoon bending or more often they were actually stopwatches. That was his other famous thing where he would broadcast sometimes to live audience, well, usually to live audience, he would say, you know, if you're at home, I'm going to use my psychic abilities and I'm going to try and harness yours. Go through a desk or a drawer or whatever and find an old watch that's not working anymore, that's broken, that hasn't worked in years. We usually walk with watches and spoons. And he would say, you know, hold it. You know, hold it tightly in your hand and put it up to your head and you know, shake it a little bit and just with me, just focus. And he would do these sort of mind bending gestures and things like that. And it was interesting because what would happen would be that when it was a live call-in show, as he did many of, people would call in and say, oh my God, the most amazing thing happened is that I was watching this live on TV, and at that time or minutes later, I looked down, and sure enough, this watch, which had been stopped for months or years, decades, is suddenly moving again. And, of course, Geller was delighted by this, and they promoted this, as did other people on TV. And part of the reason was that just simply holding the timepiece in your hand and the warmth of your hand would sometimes warm up the oils in these long-stopped watches and pocket watches and timepieces. And the other facet here to keep in mind is that this is a self-selecting crowd, right? And so if there's an audience of, say, 50,000 people watching some special live event. Sorry, just thought a cat was jumping up here.
This thing is so exciting to Ben that his cat went crazy.
My cat went crazy here. No, but this is what would happen. So keep in mind that there's a self-selecting crowd here, right? And so if 50,000 people watch Uri Geller, you know, gesture and, you know, tightly grasp your watch and, you know, think and focus and do all these sorts of things. And they get a couple dozen phone calls. Well, what that means, of course, is that if nothing happened, they don't call in. And by sheer random chance, if you have a certain number of people, and there's enough broken watches, eventually a few of them, again, just from the warmth of the hand, you know, oils and things like that, you will get a couple that may seem mysterious and miraculous.
Okay, were these mechanical watches or quartz watches?
Well, the quartz would presumably help regulate the timepiece, so it could be either.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter. A quartz would have a battery in it, and you warm a battery up a little bit, you get a little bit of juice out of it, and then, well, wow, look at that. And you know what? That's happened to me in cases here with my own watches where, you know, I've had one sitting around, and it's exactly like that. You shake it a bit, the spring moves, like you say, it gets things moving a little bit, and you might get, you know, 30, 40 seconds out of it, and then, oh my God, it's a miracle. So, yeah, but the spoon thing, that's a little weirder. And the other thing that's kind of weird is I'm not so sure that all of these shows were actually live broadcast. They were probably recorded and then aired at a specific time later. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like it's really happening at the time.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, not all of the shows were live. Oftentimes, the live ones were the most dramatic because they would leave time at the end of the show for people to call in.
More to come with Ben Radford and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and the ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with a person of interest, but agents say they are not prepared to name any suspects. Investigators are also digging into questions of a motive for the blast and trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location in downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. FBI Special Agent in Charge Doug Kordesky says that during their investigation, they found no indications of any additional threats to the city.
The first thing I want to reiterate is that we have no indication of additional explosive threats. No other explosive devices were discovered during the area during our secondary sweep yesterday.
This is USA Radio News. Questions about California Congressman Eric Swalwell and his involvement with an alleged Chinese spy continue to swirl, along with calls for his removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is also asking if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew about Swalwell's past relationship with the Chinese national when she named him to the committee. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he has questions for the FBI as well.
Of course, we want to know what Pelosi knew and when, and want to know why she would choose to put him on this committee when she's got hundreds of people to choose from. A lot of people want to get on this committee. It seems to me that he should be disregarded from the beginning because of this past, if she knew about it. Same with Adam Schiff knowing about it. But beyond that, I also have some concerns with the FBI. If the FBI went to Eric Swalwell and told him about this and knew of this woman, why was she never arrested? And why did the FBI basically just sweep this under the carpet?
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So somehow we got started on Uri Geller and his spoon-bending routine and his Brexit-ending routine, which did not work. Unfortunately, his efforts to become an oddball employee of the British government, is it now or what? I know the job for him. I got the job for him. The UFO desk at the UK Ministry of Defense.
Isn't him and Nick Pope would make
it? Right, yeah. I was just going to say, I think Nick Pope's got that area cornered, so he's going to have to fight with Uri over that.
Wait a minute. Yeah. It's even crazier than that. There is a dispute over precisely what role Nick Pope played on the Ministry of Defense.
That's true.
Because allegedly there was no specific UFO desk. He was just point person or a receptionist or something, where in his department he'd get calls occasionally about UFOs and connect them to somebody who would appropriately, one assumes, investigate them. But that didn't necessarily mean that as part of his job, he went out himself to look into UFO cases.
That's my understanding. A colleague of mine, David Clark, I think has mentioned that as well. And again, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details. I don't know personally, but that's my understanding, is that there's some question about Pope sort of exaggerating his position at the so-called UFO desk.
Well, the same thing is allegedly happening with Luis Elizondo. And what role he played with the Pentagon UFO study. Was he just a staff member or was he the head? Now, I have nothing against, by the way, Nick Pope. Not at all. He's a nice guy. He's been on the Paracast a few times. Now, of course, he's too famous to come on. I think he's now best buds with Tucker Carlson on Fox News or something. So, of course, coming down to us would be, you know, a drop in prestige. Now,
I'm here because you couldn't get Nick. Is that right?
Well, let's not stretch it.
We're lucky to get anybody. We really, you know, thank you so much for coming on at the last minute like this. We would have loved to have gotten in touch with you a little bit earlier so we could promote your book some more on the website as well. But we'll get that onto there and get a picture up and everything else. So, yeah, no, this is a very last-minute interview out there, folks, with Benjamin, who was just so gracious to come on board today before Christmas time. So something I would like to do is go through some of these stories in your book. One that's standing out here to me in the legends section is the myth of the walking tree. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, that was a fun one. So I had been asked whether it was true that trees can walk. And it seems sketchy to me, I'll be honest with you. Walking trees tend to be sort of, I think there were trees that were like walking and gesturing and talking in like Lord of the Rings, animated trees, that sort of thing. But the idea that trees could actually physically walk was an odd one. And I think I first came across it in Central America. One of my interests is in traveling, particularly in Latin America, and spending time in the jungle. And I remember specifically being in Guatemala and Costa Rica and taking tours of the jungle. And a guide would say, you know, and this is a tree that walks, you know, like global tours. Okay. All right. And it looked plausible because unlike most sort of normal trees, and botanists will wince at my suggestion there's a normal tree, but unlike many trees that you might recognize with just sort of one main trunk, this one particular tree had a variety of what would appear to be sort of low-hanging. It sort of spread. It almost looked like an upside-down tree, and it was called the walking palm. And it had a series of small roots that sort of branched out a few feet above of ground. So there wasn't one single trunk going into the ground. There was three, four, maybe a dozen that sort of looked like legs. And at the time, I didn't challenge the guide because, you know, I don't want to be that guy. But I'm like, what? This is a, and they said, no. And they said, well, you know, the tree doesn't run or anything. They said, basically, even though it doesn't technically walk, it moves across the forest floor very, very slowly, of course, in that when it goes from one spot to another under the jungle canopy, it moves towards where the light comes down. And that actually makes a certain kind of simplistic sense because underneath the jungle canopy, if you've been in jungles on the floor where you can walk, it's actually, there's very little sunlight, direct sunlight, because the trees keep having to grow higher and higher to get the sunlight to grow. And so it sort of made a little bit of sense that trees would try to move towards that. And we know for a fact that many plants do grow towards light. If you own houseplants, you know that that the leaves naturally tend towards the light. So there was a certain superficial plausibility that maybe the tree might somehow move towards an area where there happened to be light. For example, if a tree died or was fell by a chainsaw or something. And so I investigated that particular mystery, and I ended up contacting a biologist in Costa Rica. And I actually did an internet search of peer-reviewed journal articles about this particular walking palm. And I got his name, and I read his article, and I contacted him and said, yeah, I read your article on this. You know, you've done this study of the walking palm. What's the truth behind it? And he's like, oh, yeah, you're not the first person to ask me about this. He said, no, it's a myth that tourist guides tell people that the tree doesn't actually, it grows up like all trees do, but it doesn't actually walk across the floor, the forest floor. And frankly, even if it could, it wouldn't, because the fact is that where the sunlight comes down to the forest floor changes. So it doesn't even make sense that a tree might somehow walk in some way towards a spot of light 20 feet away, because by the time it got there, other trees would have sort of closed up the gap anyway.
That's really interesting. Actually, plants are really interesting in a way. Have you ever seen any of those time-lapse photographies of plants and how they actually do look like they move slowly, but they do move around. And I ran across one that actually does. It will actually climb a tree like a vine would. When it gets up into the canopy, it can even cross over And then if it falls, though, it'll just fall back down, and it's got a way of moving and grasping and getting its nourishment and then starting all over again. It's really bizarre.
It is, and that's why I love these sorts of things. There is sort of a grain of truth behind it, right? I mean, there's, you know, trees do move towards light, and the different stalks do look kind of like legs, and so there's this, again, this superficial touristy plausibility to it. But then when you dig a little bit deeper, you find it's a myth.
Of course. Okay, so how about then the, let me see, how about you pick one from legends? What's your favorite legend out of chapter one?
Let me think. I'll give you a choice of two. How's that?
Okay.
I can either talk about curse removal, when a woman contacted me asking me to help her remove a curse, or I can talk about the Toucan Man.
Gene, what do you think? Which one should we go for?
Number one or number two? I'll tell you what. Let's consider this as we move to our next segment on the show. Benjamin Radford is here, and his new book, Big If True, Adventures in Oddity. Sounds like my middle name, because I was never given a middle name, and therefore I feel, I don't know, neglected. I'm joking, folks, or maybe not. And we don't want to neglect this. We have a 15th anniversary show coming up on February 28th, 2021. They said it couldn't be done. I was going to do that with an echo, by the way. We're going to possibly present some of the best segments of 15 years, special guests. That's going to be the 15th anniversary episode of the Paracast. Ben, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Ben Radford, I'm interested in fake medical cures because we ran into some of that during the pandemic where certain things, I'm not talking about injecting yourself with bleach. Because in that case, some people I don't like, I sometimes feel I would like to inject them with bleach. Let's not think of injecting people with bleach here. Let's think of other fake remedies. So speak to me.
Well, okay, well, hang on. Just before the break there, we were talking about curse removals or toucan man. And I'd ask you which one you want to go with. So it sounds like, I guess, you know, fake remedies could be curse removals. That seems to be kind of the closest to that.
I love all these topics. I'm knowledgeable about them because I wrote the book. Take your pick.
All right, let's do curse removals.
Okay. This is an interesting one, and it actually is the case study that sort of leads the book. And that was a case in which there was a woman that contacted me, and she was really frightened about that she had been cursed. And she said, I'm paraphrasing here, but the email said, my name is Chelsea and I have a curse that was cast on me. And she went on to talk about how she's basically asking me for help. And she said, you know, I know that you've done research in curses and the psychology of curses and witchcraft and things like that. And she was sort of vague about what exactly she believed the curse was doing to her. But she said that she had been to many different psychics, I think 8 or 10 or something, and that they hadn't helped at all. She was referencing confusions and arguments and lots of psychological distress, that she was attributing, to this curse that had been placed upon her. And, you know, I've gotten, I'm going to say, maybe a half dozen of these over the course of my career, these sorts of questions and queries and emails, and they're among the most difficult to deal with because these are people that are genuinely frightened. I mean, I can tell from talking to them and reading the emails, this isn't it's not a joke, it's not a put on. They're genuinely concerned and scared because they believe that they're being attacked by some supernatural curse or entity, something like that. So, you know, I try and, you know, how do I navigate this, right? I do have a degree in psychology, and I often use it, but I'm not a psychologist. I'm not really, I can't stop what I'm doing to counsel this woman about, you know, about whatever's going on. On the other hand, I don't really feel like I can or should just ignore her. Because, again, I can tell from the tone and the wording and subsequent emails that this is genuinely distressing. And so, as I said, these are some of the most difficult sort of cases to take on, but I wanted to sort of thread the needle. And so I wrote back to her And I don't have time to explain the whole thing. But again, it's mentioned in the book. But in a nutshell, I wrote back to her a lengthy, maybe 6 or 7 paragraph response, and then which I published in the book, and then I also annotated it. So I said, you know, dear Chelsea, I'm sorry to hear about your problems. You know, I understand that there's something going on. Obviously I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what's going on. But so I sort of try and give her nuggets to lead her to her own conclusions and bring in critical thinking and use sort of psychological processes. So for, I'll give you one example. So, when I begin the letter with, obviously there's something going on, I carefully didn't say, yes, you're right, there's a curse on you. I said, you're clearly in distress. Certainly you believe there's something going on, so something is by definition going on. So I avoided explicitly confirming her fears. And I, as the expert that she's gone out of her way to contact me and say, please help me, I was being very careful in my wording not to unnecessarily reinforce her beliefs about what she thought was going on. But again, if I had just come across and said, well, this is ridiculous, this is silly, don't believe any of this, then I wouldn't have been able to help her because, she wouldn't have believed me, right? She would have, because in her mind, something is going on. And so if I come across as this know-it-all skeptic who's dismissive, I'm not going to be able to help her. So I did that, and I tried to suggest, for example, that she stop going to psychics. I said, you know, clearly this isn't working. I said, you know, you've told me you've gone to multiple psychics, and you still have this problem. Obviously, they haven't helped. And she couldn't disagree with that. So I said, stop going to psychics is just going to reinforce this. And I tried to sort of give her psychological techniques to have mastery over the situation and try to take away the power from this person that she believed had cursed her.
And how well did that work?
Well, I can tell you that I did get a response back from her. In fact, I'll just quote it here from the book. Hi, Mr. Radford. Thank you so much for that advice. Maybe that is what I needed, and you are absolutely right. I'll definitely work on that and get back to you with an update. Best advice I've gotten yet. I feel better already. Thanks again. Best regards, Chelsea. So, in the end, I don't know. I mean, I didn't follow up with her 6 months, a year later, whatever else. But certainly in the short term, she seemed to get what I was going for. She seemed to acknowledge, and sort of want to follow, the techniques that I gave her. And I'll just add that, again, this situation occurred, I'm going to say maybe 8 years ago. Just in the past month, I had another nearly identical email, and I responded similarly.
Well, that sounds really positive. So, do you interact with quite a few people in this way and help them solve some of the things that they might be concerned about and that might be considered otherwise paranormal?
I certainly try to. And, you know, I use the same techniques, frankly, oftentimes when I'm dealing with people who believe that they're living in a haunted house. I can think of a dozen cases off the top of my head where people have contacted me, sometimes in tears. They're frightened, they're freaked out, they believe, for various reasons, that there is some evil entity in their house, or they're possessed, or there's some external spirit, that's going on there. And oftentimes that belief is reinforced by TV shows, right? So you have Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures or whatever it is, and they see these TV shows and these so-called, ghost hunting experts on TV that make a big show and demonstration out of driving out demons and confronting evil spirits and this and that and the other. And it's all very dramatic and sensational on TV. Oftentimes it's exaggerated or entirely fabricated. But the problem is that the audiences don't always recognize that. And I've personally talked to many people who tell me flat out, yes, I think there's something evil in my house or in my head or in my living room or wherever else. And I'll ask, well, okay, well, I'm not saying you're wrong. Help me understand why you think that. And part of the answer is because I saw some TV show or some expert, or they called in some local amateur ghost hunter who basically confirmed there were spheres. And so part of my job, I believe, as a researcher and folklorist and skeptical investigator of weird things, is to try and calm people's fears when I can.
That must give you a really good sense of satisfaction to be able to do that when it's possible. How about situations when, you know, where it's not really possible, or you yourself are left kind of mystified at what's been going on? Have you ever run into those situations?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I often confront as an investigator, you know, somebody who actually does go in the field and do investigations, not just sort of sitting back, you know, ivory tower keyboards, is trying to, as an investigator, you don't always know what the situation is. Like, just as, you know, homicide investigators don't always solve the case. They can't always determine the cause of death. They can't always identify the murderer, things like that. And so you're always limited by the amount of information that's available to you, no matter what the investigation is. And when you're dealing with crop circles and ghosts and psychic powers and things for which there's already inherently questionable evidence to begin with, that's the problem is made all the more difficult. And so what I try to do is I try to bring in the claimant with me. And so I don't set it up as, hey, I'm the smart hero. I've written books. So, you know, I've been on the Paracast. You need to believe everything I say. I say, good to meet you. I heard about your situation. Tell me what's going on.
We are going to find out what's going on in a moment. But first, with Gene Randall. And Ben, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.